Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is already Tuesday, November 7th. There's something magical today, 11-7-2017. I don't know, sometimes numbers feel like they're dancing or something. And today's show, there was a story I told somebody, and I forgot the story. And it's like a 25-year-old story. And while I was telling it, Christ said to me, yeah, you healed yourself when you did that. And I thought, that is so cool that you can heal yourself. And I know we can. Little things that I do, I know that, oh, my God, that's in my mind. That's in my mind. That's in my mind. That doesn't believe this. That doesn't believe that. And as I catch it and I remind myself that, no, I get that. Like, wait, I know that works. And I take the time to kind of rewind and go back and just reassess the situation instead of just shrug my shoulders and go, well, you know, that's the way things are, and then you just deal with it, whatever it is. And you know what? That's not the way things have to be. Yes, that's the way things are, but they don't have to be that way. And that's where healing comes in. That's where you know you can take care of yourself no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're doing, or why you're doing it. Fill in the blank of what exists in your life, because next week, next year, it will be something else. But how you deal with it is the constant. And I know it's something that we say and we all know, well, duh, you know, like I'm the one in my life and I know what's going on. But while we are going through something, for some weird reason, we think we don't have that many resources. And we feel alone and we feel scared and we don't know how to put this together or put that together. And there's certain things that stay kind of constant things in our lives. And a lot of times if it isn't us personally, it's a business thing or it's a work thing or it's an investment thing or it's something needs our attention only for us to learn to trust ourselves through it. That's really all it is. That's really all it is how do you navigate from here to there? How do you deal with yourself under pressure? And can you heal yourself? Because we tend, you know, we put a lot of weight on healing, like somebody who's blind or someone who can't walk or someone who can't. But everyone's the way they are, and it's their job and it's the people around them job of love and support and healing them and helping them find solutions and medically see how far we've come. And those are challenges. We know what to do. There's already many templates for us to take care of ourselves on a physical health side, because there's a ton of medical care out there. But emotionally, the stuff you carry, the stuff that bothers you, the stuff that you think no one can hear or see or feel from you. And it's not easy, like I said, when we're in it. And sometimes you just have to say, you know what? I'm just feeling sad right now. This is what I do when I feel sad. I pull back. I don't feel like talking very much. I get a little quiet. Maybe in this time I could work more, read more, sit more, stare at a wall if that's what makes me feel better. But then there's times when we're pushed against a wall and something's really hurting. Something's really hard to look at or to deal with, and it's happening in the moment. And this was the situation that I don't know how I forgot it. I may have said it on the show in these 3.5 years one time. But I never thought of it as healing myself. And as I was telling the story to a lady about a pregnancy, I realized everything that happened around that pregnancy was healing me, even though I didn't know at the time. And I was pregnant. I was 3.5 months pregnant. And I used to talk to my mom like every night, most of the time. And I was feeding my daughter and sitting in a, what are those, rocking chairs. And I'm on the phone and I'm pregnant. And she was just, my daughter gets up and runs away and I'm just sitting there still talking and didn't even give anything a second thought. And I looked down and I was in blood to my knees. And I thought, oh my God, I didn't even feel that. And I get up and the blood's coming down and I thought, oh, I'm losing the baby. So I barely get myself up. I run and get my husband, and we're going to the hospital. And on the way to the hospital, I'm saying these prayers in Arabic, these like prayers I was taught when I was a young kid, and I remembered them, and I remembered every word of them, and I kept saying them over and over and over again, and I was shaking, and my body was kind of going into shock, because by then I'd lost so much that I couldn't really focus, but I could focus on those prayers. And I know my husband was scared. You know, my daughter obviously didn't know what was going on. And he called one of our friends to meet us at the hospital. So we get there, and it's like 9:30 at night. They take the insurance information. They put me through, and then they put me in this room. And in the room, a doctor comes and he talks to me and he tells me, you know, you're still young, you can still have more children. And he didn't even know I had a daughter already. And he was just talking to me and he said, you know, we're going to take you upstairs and this is a procedure we need to do. But before we do it, we have to have a ultrasound and there's nobody here to do it. So somebody was on call and they're coming in. So at this time, we'll be waiting for them to come in. And, you know, you can just rest in this room. And I said, okay. So I'm laying there, and they kind of inverted me to help with the bleeding and all of that. And I'm like, I could see, like, my hands are so white. Everything was like that weird white, like not the good white of color. It's like, you know, you're drained. And I'm laying there, and I thought to myself, wow, I really lost this baby. God, that's weird. I'm really sad that I lost this baby. And I said, but maybe I didn't. What if I didn't? And all of a sudden, the opposite thought hit my head. So I had this talk with God. And I said, you know, God, if I have this baby, I will take the best care of it I ever could, because that will mean that I'm supposed to have this baby for some reason. But if I don't, and I lost this baby, I will accept that it will go to you. Because if it goes to you, you're going to take care of it too. So either way, no matter what happens tonight, this baby will be taken care of. I know I'll do my best, and I know you're the best. And I closed my eyes, and I rested with that thought, totally rested. Nothing that anyone said or did at that point was going to matter. I was fine. And I know everyone always worries about the woman, but I was actually okay. So I'm laying there, and this man knocks on the door, and he comes in the room. And when he came in the room, he looked at me and he asked me about my insurance. And I said, well, I already gave them the insurance information. I don't have anything with me now. But they have it at the desk, and he just, like, didn't care. And he had, like, literally a clipboard, a pen. I still remember his white shirt with the stripe, a stripe on it, and, like, these navy pants with a belt, tall. I still remember his hair and his face. And he said to me, you're going to have this baby here, and I'll be here when you have it. And I knew that what he said was true. And I knew I was okay. I looked up, he was gone. And then when they came to take me to go to the ultrasound room, I asked them about the man. I wanted to know his name so I could thank him when I came back. They didn't know who I was talking about. I described him to the letter, and they didn't know who I was talking about. And I thought, oh my gosh. This was before I saw Christ. And then I go, they wheel me into the ultrasound room. They turn the machine around so I can't see it. My husband's next to me. He was not as scared because he was like a question mark on children, period. So he was okay. And they turn the machine around and they're checking everything. And they realize the baby was fine. Swimming around in there, and even told us it was a boy. I may have told you guys this because I remember that telling you it was a boy. It's just that I told this lady, so I can't remember where else I told it. And they turned the thing around, they show me, and they said, you know, your placenta tore, and you cannot move for a month. And like a whole month, like how do you not move? They said, not even wash your hair. Because the placenta will either grow over that part, it will never remend, or it will try to peel off. But I knew I was okay. So either way, I get to go home once I stopped bleeding and everything was okay. And I went back home, and obviously my mom was there next morning from Chicago to LA. She just made these trips all the time for me, and it was just great. And she took care of me for a month. But the healing, what Christ pointed out to me yesterday, was the many points of healing along the way. The first one was just the prayers, because now I was connecting without even knowing. It was just my natural instinct. And I realized our natural instinct is to immediately connect to God. This is how wired we are to God. We are a part of God. And then when I got there, I talked to God. And I came to peace through talking to God. And then once I came to peace and rested, I saw the man. And then I knew I was okay through God. And it took what could have been a very different situation, and it gave it understanding just by me believing that there was something more to any of us, to me, and not personalizing it to the point like, look what's happening to me and whatever. And when something like that happens, and we concentrate, and we focus, and we harness our energy in our hardest moments, our connection to God becomes the deepest. And that actually heals us in everything we do as a result, because we now know that no matter what happens, the hardest thing that can happen to us, that when we talk to God, we are understood, and all we need along the way is understanding. Understanding heals us emotionally. When we are not heard, we feel far away from life, we feel far away from people, we feel upset, we get angry, and really what we're saying, take out the words of the argument, whatever they are. I need to be seen. I need to be felt. I need to interact and be understood. I now know why Christ didn't talk that much when great things happened, because he figured, yeah, we already know what to do there. But we didn't know what to do when we have a situation at work that's really affecting our livelihood. Or we have a situation with our spouse and it's really painful to not be connected to someone you love. Or when you face a breakup. Breakups are never easy. You don't just get up and run to the park the next day. You really have to let yourself go through grieving. When somebody you love passes on, I have to say, and I've been through it with both of my parents, and I know now Paul went through it. I know Eliana, I know we've all had, you know, the situations where we're at this point in our lives where we do lose our parents. It doesn't even hit you right away. It takes a while for you to realize. And then to transfer your relationship with them in another way, where you talk to them in their home. And you realize you hear their voice more in your head now than you did when they were here, because when they were here, it was when you saw them. But now you don't see them, you're thinking of them. And it becomes a different relationship. But healing, if somebody attacks you, if somebody starts throwing stuff at you, if somebody wants from you what you can't give them, if somebody puts pressure on you and expects you to do everything for them, and you start to feel isolated, you start to feel like people don't get it, you start to feel like you have to protect yourself. A quiet talk with God, with Christ, with whatever you believe. Because in that time I was there, God answered me. I didn't know it, I felt it. But I didn't consciously say, oh, that man that came in just answered me for God. But it strengthened my soul to cope with the situation I was in. I know I talk to God every morning, but that's almost like a chit-chat because I'm so used to doing it. But sometimes when we're in trouble, we forget. We're so busy thinking once we fix it and we rest, then I'll be calm enough to talk to God, or then I'll be calm enough to take care of this and that. But if you're in the moment, that's a whole nother story. Those prayers, those conversations, you will never mistake that God is not there. And yet, that resource, when we tap into that, it's for whatever reason, it takes whatever the busyness that's going on in life that's swirling around us like a constant tornado, all the pressure, all the stress, getting from here to there, you know, then you have traffic, and then you have this, and then you have that, and you can't get from here to there fast enough, and you can't go somewhere because in traffic time you could never even get there in time, and all these things that are going on. And all you have to do is focus. I realized yesterday that the healing is constant and God is like right next to you because he's next to all of us. And he's there and you can get one-on-one attention at any time. Even while I'm doing today's show, and this has been happening a lot, that calmness, especially lately, because God has been like really active right now. And if he's active with me, that means he's active with everybody. Christ told me so many times, that if it can happen to you and you tell people, then they will know it can happen to them and for them. Whatever is allowed to happen on earth to anyone is allowed to happen to everyone. That's why when people, a country might be a little bit aggressive and they want to go into another country and they want to take over something, whatever it is at the moment. What happens is then that country who does that needs to be aware of the fact that they also are a country that somebody can do that too. It's never one way. We can control all we want. If a person wants to go around and scream at others, they have to be open to the fact that others are going to scream at them. Life is an energy exchange. But if you give love, if you harness your energy and say, you know what? These are the three things I want to focus on in my life. Because I can't do 10, but I can do 3. Just like before we come down and we stand before God and God says, what are you going to do when you get to earth? I'm going to do this, 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 and this. We have no idea. And God says, choose 3. Because you won't have time when you're thinking, what's time? But then you come here and you find out what time is and you find out what all these things are. And we've created a life that we all don't have to live, but that's what, as a group, we have chosen to live in this way. So we are living in this way. And we forget that it was a choice or is a choice. But those conversations that you have with God, you know, it made me think even of meditation as something different. You know, they tell you to stop and be still and don't think and just let yourself rest. But what happens is I would take that a step further and just say, from the deepest part of your heart, talk to God. We heal just in the conversation, in the words, in the feeling, in the connection. And as busy of a world we have, when someone talks like that, they're like, oh, they're so stupid. They just say, talk to God. And you have no idea that your biggest problems are solved through your acceptance of the fact that it exists. And then you say, oh, that's what I'm dealing with now, instead of this is ruining my life. Big difference in energy, big difference in conversation, big difference in how you're going to deal with it, big difference in the energy that's walking around in your body everywhere you go. It's a difference between your eyes looking like they're going to hit each other and being able to look straight forward and see it for what it is. There's nothing going to take you down. There's nothing that has the power to take you down. But you have the power to lift everything from what we know it to what it can be. My husband, during that period when we were in the hospital, he was so scared that if I went home and saw all the blood in the bathroom, I would freak out, because in his mind, I already lost the baby and he was already scared of my reaction, because he didn't know me well enough, because he didn't believe in God. I think he was agnostic at the time, so he was on maybe, maybe not. So look at the difference in our reactions. His was fear. It was the worst case scenario. He involved other people to try to protect me. But I was already protected in my mind. I was already calm in my mind. I was already okay. But nobody saw me to see that. And Christ had to remind me at the level of healing that we can feel in any situation. Life isn't here to entertain us. We are here to entertain life. Never forget that. Life is not here to entertain us. But we are here to entertain life. Never forget that. We are the excitement of life. We are the ones who move and shake things from here to there. That one situation took me through stages of even physicians trying to prepare me, me trying to prepare me, and then just giving it all up and saying, hey, you know what? I'm good. I can handle this. And when you get another situation, you say, wow, I've been through that. I can make it through this. Look, I can think past this situation, because there is a past this situation. What will I think about this a month from now? Because time does heal. Patience, conversations with God heals. Some of us may be skeptics and we're always walking around and, you know, well, we'll see about that. And, well, let's see about this. And, oh, well, look at that person. Well, look what they said. Well, hey, you know what? It doesn't matter as long as you're okay with you. What anybody else does is between them and God, and you grow a respect for it. Once you understand your relationship, your connection, your energy, how deep you go, and we all go that deep, whether we can see it or not, we all go that deep. Every single one of us, you listening to this show, you go that deep. You are this too. You belong here, you are accepted, you are loved already. Nobody but nobody can tell me except for them. And they can tell me how bad everything is, and I still know how to heal that, because I know this. Our time is up already. I'll see you tomorrow on Relationship Wednesday. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.theoracleofdelphi.com.